AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI and Justice Department say they will track down and prosecute those involved in the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The FBI Stephen Duantano says they've opened more than 160 cases so far and adds it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Even if you've left D.C., agents from our local field offices will be knocking on your door.
Duantano says the FBI issued warnings this could happen. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin has put together a strike force.
Their only marching orders from me are to build seditious and conspiracy charges related to the most heinous acts that occurred in the Capitol.
Sherwin says this is being treated like a significant international counterterrorism or counterintelligence operation.
People are going to be shocked with some of the egregious contact that happened within the Capitol.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democrats in Congress are starting the impeachment process, first by urging Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to force the president out using the 25th Amendment.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The 25th Amendment is unlikely. If that's so, the next step would be impeachment. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence spoke to governors today.
My promise to each and every one of you is we're going to ensure a seamless transition to the administration.
The Supreme Court rules women must visit a doctor's office, hospital, or clinic in person to obtain an abortion pill during the pandemic, though similar rules for other drugs have been suspended by the public health emergency. The justice is granting a Trump administration appeal to enforce a longstanding rule on how women obtain the abortion pill. This is AP News. President Trump travels to Texas to visit a stretch of his border wall.
I'm honored to be here in the Rio Grande Valley.
In Alamo, Texas, near the Mexican border, the president praised the 450th mile of border wall.
One of the largest infrastructure projects in the history of our country.
One he'd promised Mexico would pay for. U.S. taxpayers have footed the bill, about $15 billion, while Mexico has paid nothing. Besides the wall, the president praised his efforts to curb illegal immigration and warned the Biden administration not to reverse them.
To terminate those policies is knowingly to put America in really serious danger.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
NBA players, coaches, and staff will be in near lockdown to curb virus-related issues that have postponed several games. That means staying at home while playing home games and the hotel while on the road. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.